And then begin. You ready?
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your shrammed couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is November 12th, 2012.
And this is episode 83.
I didn't mention it was Monday, which I usually do.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Welcome to another episode of the Valentine Cast.
And I want to say a big thank you to Pretty Lights Music. You can find them at prettylightsmusic.com, who allow us to use their music for our intro and outro. So check them out. And if you're in New York, and make sure all the power is still on there and everything. But he's doing a great big concert up there, and you know, for New Year's and
that's
everything.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He's always doing
something. It would be
awesome
if we could go up there and do a concert.
Well, you know, he was in Nashville less than a month ago,
mm-hmm.
But his concert was on a Thursday night, so I didn't even bother to try to go down there.
I'm old. I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm not a college kid. I can't just roll down 3 hours to Nashville. We did it once.
Jonathan Colton, and I would never do it again.
So, quick story on Jonathan Colton. So, probably, how long ago you said it was? About 2, 3, were we married then? No, we weren't married yet.
No, it was like over 3 years ago.
So, it was over 3 years ago, which our anniversary is next Wednesday. Mm. But it was over 3 years ago, and we drove down from Louisville, Kentucky to Atlanta, which is like a 6 to 7 hour drive.
We did that. Were we off that day?
No, it was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday. So yeah. We drove down there. The concert started at 7?
Concert started at 7. So we left here about 10. We drove down to Atlanta. Got there in time to grab something neat. Grab an umbrella because it started raining.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the Jonathan Colton concert, which was my first Jonathan Colton concert. Your second.
My second.
I saw Paul and Storm and Jonathan Colton. And then after the concert, which ended roughly about, midnight.
12, yeah.
We went to go eat some pizza.
Yeah. And stupidly.
And at like 1:30, we decided to leave Atlanta to drive back to Louisville.
Why did we decide that? That was the dumbest decision I think that's almost the dumbest decision I've ever made.
Right. So after we got to Chattanooga, we started having to alternate drivers like every 15 to 30 minutes.
It was so bad.
Because we were so freaking tired.
Like someone would take over and then they would drop down tired to sleep. And then it was.
So we got back home like 8 o'clock. It was.
It was a horrible time. And so now we will never do, you know, trips like that again.
Right. So the last 20 minutes of that trip, man, because I was driving the last 20, I barely remembered it and everything. And we just died when we got home. So,
yeah.
That thing is when we finally figured out we weren't.
Oh, I could do that at one point when I was younger.
You know.
I was like in my teens. I could have did that. I mean, I freaking did that. I almost did it going to Virginia.
You said you almost did it. So what? How did that end? You said you almost did it.
I almost did it because I fell asleep at the wheel and
so,
ran into a ditch. Yeah, I drove to Virginia because my grandmother had passed.
Right.
So
right.
I drove there and went to the funeral, and then I decided to turn around and drive right back.
Right.
And I really wish I would have got a good night's sleep because that was horrible.
Yep. So, want to take a quick minute and say hello to the chat room.
What's going on?
We got Mr. Mike Schramm from the
Tipawa,
the incredible podcast of amazing awesomeness.
Yeah, there you go.
Which has the awesome logo that I absolutely love.
It looks like underwear.
It does.
Even though I think it's unintentional, which makes it even better.
Now, I have to admit, you know, I'm not up to date as you were.
Well, we're a team, so if right. I'm up to date, you're up to date.
But you have to understand, Renee has this addiction.
To like, everything.
To everything. And this, it's not just podcasts. It's not just television shows. It's everything.
Man, if I had ran with the wrong crowd in high school, I would be a druggie right now.
Right.
I'd be laid up in a crack house.
Right. So she is like the podcasting queen up in here as far as a listener. I mean, I'm waiting for her to say she's starting to listen to her podcast on 3X.
I'm not going to listen to podcasts on 3X. Actually, guess what? I got so caught up that I was listening to my podcast on regular speed.
I know. That's why I was shocked that you were listening to regular speed when I got in the car today.
I know. But I'm getting behind again.
Right. So.
Crap.
But yeah, so check those guys out over at Tipawa. So this weekend, Renee and I, before we even start, we want to say Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. Thank you.
Thank you so much for serving
yep. for us.
Yep, yep. It's really appreciate it.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
And also want to say, you know, I hope you got your free food. And I missed out on the opportunity to go with Mr. Crocker, who is a veteran as well, to go wing inspection for him.
So,
because...
Here,
okay, go ahead.
Here's how my dad does Veterans Day, and this is the thing he does every year. He will start out like early in the morning.
Yes,
he'll go to Golden Corral. I think does he? No, no, no.
He doesn't go to Golden Corral, but he starts like at 10:30.
He starts at 10:30, and he goes like 4 or 5 different restaurants.
Yes,
and he'll go in, get a salad. He'll eat a little bit of his salad, a bite or two of his food, and then he'll box everything else up to go. So he does this 5 times to get all this free food. So right now there are like 5 boxes of food sitting in my dad's refrigerator.
Right. And he canceled. So yesterday, you know, we usually do the Crocker dinner on Sundays. Mm-hmm. So he canceled. Well, he rescheduled it for this past Friday instead of Sunday, because one of the places he was going to go was Hooters. So I was going to go with Mr. Crocker so that I could do the wing quote. For those in the chat room, you see me doing air quotes. Mm-hmm. I was going to do the wing inspection with Mr. Crocker.
How come you didn't go?
Because I was lazy. I didn't even leave the house all day yesterday. Okay. I blame Wow.
Not even for wing inspections at Hooters?
Yeah. You know, I've only really been at Hooters one time.
You need to take me.
You haven't been?
Hooters. No, I've never been to Hooters.
Oh, we can go. I mean, It's nothing.
I heard the wings are good, but I can't really have the wings so much. So
the wings aren't bad. I mean,
they aren't like spectacular that like everybody says.
Well, the thing with the wings there is that you get the whole corner. You get the flat part and the handle, or whatever you call it.
The drumstick?
No. The other part. The part that where the weathers
the
are.
The flat. The tip.
3 parts to the wing.
The tip. The wing tip.
Right, that's the drumstick.
See, I think people think the wings taste so spectacular there is because
no, they don't. I don't know.
It's because of the boobs.
Well, it's not the wings that taste good. It's the boobs.
That's what I'm saying. Because everyone's like, "That's so good," but yeah.
The thing is, though, I mean, if you look at some of them, it's just a special bra. Well, most people know they buy the special bra for them, and it's just weird actually seeing them sometimes. And they're in those pantyhose with the shorts.
That is the ugliest thing. Ugh, that's gross. You know. Pantyhose and shorts.
Yeah.
That's so very unsexy.
So the only time I went was for the diaper party that my coworker had.
Diaper party. You know, Hooters.
So apparently a diaper party is the guy part of the baby shower where they go get diapers and stuff. So happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. That was a nice little.
Yep. And and so also this weekend, because it was so nice, it was like 72 degrees for here in Kentucky, which right now it's like 30 degrees outside.
Cold. It was rainy.
We started Christmas. We went out shopping, so we had our gift cards from our housewarming. So we, you know, made a few stops, picked up some things for the house, and then we also stopped by Home Depot because they had to repair the toilet. The handle broke, and while we're at Home Depot, we went in for an $8 toilet handle and came out with like almost $200 worth of Christmas decorations.
It's crazy. It's like. I shouldn't have gone down that aisle because I went in the aisle and I was like, oh, yep. Christmas. Because like now we have a yard to put stuff in
and
bushes to decorate. Because when we were in our apartment, we just had a porch to decorate. Yeah, now we have all this stuff. So we bought some lights for the bushes.
Yep.
We had to go back and get more because we didn't get enough.
Yep. We lit the bushes.
We lit the bushes.
We lit the bushes.
And we got a light up dog that has a scarf.
Yeah, so you know how most people have those animated deer in their front yard?
Yeah, the animated deer. So
we got a dog, but he's not animated.
And we got a LED sign that says Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
And I think that's all we got, right?
Right, that's all we got. Oh, and we got a green light to put in our porch light to take the other one out. And just to let you know, we tested the lights and everything like that, but we're actually not turning the lights on officially till after Thanksgiving.
Yep. So we're not going to be nothing lit up till, but people are doing that around here. They have the Christmas lights up and lit.
Yeah, there was a couple of places that I wish that we had a two-story house just because of how it was kind of cool, how they had the icicles hanging from the bottom part, but I really enjoy our ranch house, so.
I do.
And then also, I had to go get new jeans because, as you'll hear later, you'll hear our total weight loss, but I am down almost three sizes in pants from the weight loss that we've been doing, since July.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go get some new jeans.
Baggy pants.
Right.
They were so baggy. I'm so glad.
Well, I'm still going to have to wear them because I only got one pair of jeans. They overcharge us big people.
But guess what? As soon as you drop down, you can buy like three pairs of jeans.
I know, man. I was like, one pair of jeans is $60. I go to Kohl's and I see jeans for like $30. I'm like, oh, man, come on. So I can't wait till I can start shopping at Kohl's and getting some jeans.
Just make sure your belt's tight and you should be okay.
Yeah. So we did that and you have something that we found out this past week.
So I have started to need a belt because I am in between sizes on my jeans and these were just falling down. So I got a belt. Now I had worn the belt before, but it irritated my stomach where it touched and made like a rash kind of, so I stopped wearing it. And then I put it on again and it started happening again. And, Jay and I realized that I'm allergic to nickel.
Yeah. We went to, what website is that everybody goes to find out what disease WebMD. You have? We went to WebMD
and I found out that I'm going to die.
She's going to die. And she has some other stuff, but we also found out she's allergic to nickel.
Yeah. So I remember I got a necklace one time and it made like a ring around the back of my neck and it was rash. And sometimes my ears wouldn't I got my ears pierced and they never really fully healed up all the way. It finally did, but it took them a long time.
Right.
So that's probably what it is too. So I'm allergic to nickel.
Yep. Hooray. So what Renee's doing now, she's wearing the women's version of a wife beater.
Tank top.
So she's wearing a husband beater now.
You mean tank top?
Yeah, she's wearing a tank top, you know, up under her shirt so she can still wear a belt and stuff like that. But we did order a nickel-free belt that we hope will work.
And if I'm allergic to this too, then it's not nickel. So
we may have to
keep you updated on my allergy status.
We may have to we may have to enlist your sister.
Oh, maybe.
Since she is an allergist.
She is. And
we can be those family members and say, "Hey Deidre, a doctor question, please," because they always call us for tech stuff.
They do. So we have to call her.
Yep.
And for some reason Jay didn't like the case that I had on my phone. He bought a new case for me.
I didn't make you.
You did.
I didn't.
Yes, you. No, because if I didn't choose a color, you were going to choose one for me.
No,
you said that.
No, I said if you didn't choose a color, I was going to buy two of them and make you choose which one you want.
So this is my new case. It's very, very pretty. My old one was blue.
Right.
This one's not as bulky.
Yeah, so we're feeling a little bit more comfortable with the new iPhone 5. We have removed them from their safety net, a.k.a. their auto boxes. And they're now in
which
fashionable.
I'm kind of sad because the auto boxes were expensive.
So, and now they're in their, what, how about those two?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did buy one of them. That's right.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. I bought two.
I just wasted my money.
Well, you can always sell it. You can always sell it back.
I could.
It's really worth it.
So new case.
So now we're rocking the spec candy shell. So, yeah. And, sadly, we don't have any tech this week, but we're going to jump right on into a little bit of media.
Media.
And we did not watch our Netflix movie.
Hey, we were playing WoW. And I don't I don't want to hear any damnation from anybody.
Right.
We didn't watch our movie, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, because plus that takes reading. Right. So we really have to pay attention.
Right.
So sorry, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Maybe one day.
And a lot of these, we even said this last week, was that, you know, we're going, vacation is coming up soon, and we're going to be, I got the MacBook Pro ready for.
We're going to watch a movie.
We're going to watch some movies. I'm actually going to monoprice.com to.
What is monoprice.com?
Monoprice.com is this awesome website that you can buy cheap cables with.
Oh.
So, like, instead of buying a $30 Apple cables, I can get the cheap ones from Monoprice. They're like the jackleg place of cables.
It's good for the frugal person.
Right.
Frugal techie.
And Mr. Schramm, he's very... I actually read an article from Mike this past week on the small port on the MacBook Pro, if it did the audio or not. And the version of the MacBook Pro that I have is from 2009. So it was before I couldn't do the little video port straight to the video port to HDMI. I have to either do DVI or VGA because of the MacBook that I have. But I'm not complaining because it is my work provided MacBook Pro and I didn't have to pay for it.
So. Speaking of cables, now that he's found Monoprice, thank you, Mike. My husband is the king of cables.
Yeah.
You can see this closet behind me. This closet is filled with cables. And then there's another closet that's also filled with cables.
Because now what happened on show 81?
We needed a cable.
When we were getting ready to record and you hit your mic.
That's one time.
No, there's been plenty of times.
And there are some cables that you haven't needed. True.
There are some cables that I have not used yet. That is correct.
Yet. I like how you put yet in there. Like you're really going to use your two printer cables that we have. I'm sure we have a printer cable.
No, we don't have printer
cables. You didn't keep that?
No, we have the USB cables, which can also be used for the printer.
How many? We have tons of those.
Well, we actually had to reuse one because when you had to use the snowball mic.
I'm not saying don't keep extra cables. You're excessive with your extra cables.
I am not excessive because who loses cables at hotels? What? Okay.
I lost one cable. One. Actually, no, I didn't even lose a cable. It was an adapter.
It was a cable.
That's not.
It was a cable. Okay.
Cables have cables.
What is the lightning? Okay, the lightning. What is it called? The lightning. The lightning.
Rod?
No. For the new iPhone 5. That is the lightning cable, right?
Like this?
For your iPhone.
Yeah.
It is called a lightning cable.
Yeah, but I didn't leave the cable. I left the adapter.
You didn't leave the adapter.
I did. I left the thing you plug into the wall to charge your iPhone.
Okay. All
right. Trust me, I know because it was yours. And I left it. So we're going to roll for our new...
Well, people like that I have the cables.
I love how we went from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo to cables.
Well, we started with Monoprice, and then went from me trying to figure out which MacBook I had and trying to figure out, and I saw Mike's email. I mean, Mike's article he wrote back in 2010. So
96.
All right. And for those that want to know about this article that Mike wrote, if you don't know, he's actually one of the contributors for the unofficial Apple weblog, which is Tua. So check that out if you're a huge MacBook fan, which if you are, you probably already know about it. So 96.
I'm on pins and needles.
Oh, this is cool. 96 is fight night. While on the front run from his enemies, a con artist who sets up underground boxing meets a female fighter who can take on most any man.
It sounds like a knockoff Fight Club. Is this a knockoff Fight Club?
I don't know.
No, it's not.
It has Rebecca Nuzwander and Chad Ortiz. I think you like this.
No, I don't know who that is, but I doubt that's how you say her name. But you say Rebecca what? Nuzwander?
Yeah, Neuenswander. Neuenswander. Neuenswander.
Neuenswander. She's. All right, so I've never. I think you added this.
No, I don't know.
It sounds like a U.
It may be, but some people, the reviews are pretty good. It said,
right, Fright Night. Said, it's this an movie action
was,
movie.
It was a surprise and a half. Thinking I would fall asleep. However, not only did I not fall asleep, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen.
Maybe there was naked people on the screen.
Yeah, it'd be cool if it does have boobs.
And that's always a plus. Now that elections are over, I can go back to my regularly scheduled ads. Hooray.
Yay. Which was odd. This morning we saw an advertisement for a judge.
Well, I think that they bought blocks of ads and somebody screwed up. And they
didn't know when the election.
They bought a little bit too much. So they said, go. I guess they just aired it. It's funny.
Right.
But so we watched the election. I think the best part of the election was Karl Rove.
Yes.
After the winner was announced. Well, no. It was the battle for Ohio was going on. Like, right. They didn't know who was going to get it.
Right.
And even the Fox News people said that Obama was going to win Ohio.
Right.
And which was crazy. But Karl Rove was hanging on to the last thread. No, Romney can still win Ohio. And he was flustered and flapping around. And then
he blamed it on his slow computer.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't really blame it on, but he did say that
it
wasn't updating.
It wasn't updating.
Fast
enough
or
then the Fox News anchor, the woman,
the lady, yeah.
She was like, "Now, is this just something you tell yourself to make you feel better?"
She said, "Is this Republican math?"
And
my favorite part about the whole election was not, you know, that stuff. It was the Jon Stewart show
That was hilarious.
That was one of the
funniest. We just don't have time to watch it, but I really love Jon Stewart.
Yep.
So
elections are over. And I have to say that damn you, World of Warcraft.
For taking up all our time.
Man, I just have to say, man, I had to say thank you to BrewDog, Dale, and Galadian.
Thank you guys.
Know, thank them so much for running with us in the heroics after we hit 90, because, you know, because I'm playing a monk and I'm really relearning this class. And I want to heal. And I really had to thank them because they ran with us and they were patient and everything. And all I have to say, Cowboy's back, bitches. You know, because
he has the bug again.
I'm really pumped. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Because at first I was getting worried. I mean, I was timid in the heroics,
mm-hmm.
because I just really felt I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
But I've gotten to a point where I've hit my stride and I'm really feeling good. I'm finding out what my oh crap buttons are.
Oh crap. And, I have one. I use it often.
And I'm keeping folk up, you know, and just for you all that are playing WoW and you're with a monk healer, just do that healer a favor and be aware around you and look for the balls, the green balls on the ground.
Oh my gosh. I've heard it so much.
Just walk on the orbs.
You might want to fight a ball.
Yeah.
You might want to fight a ball, Renee.
My ball's on the ground, Renee. You need to go find one
balls
and walk
on
to
the
it.
Ground. Balls on the ground. But, Jay was a slave driver last Tuesday. So.
Well, because I thought we would have been able to meet the LFO.
There was no way. Now, do you see that we couldn't have done it?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So, AIE has a LFR every Tuesday run
right.
by our good friend Morton.
Right. Hey, Morton.
Hey, Morton.
No, you're not listening, but yeah.
Morton. Irma Gerd Morton.
Who doesn't know, today was a good day. It was a good day from Ice Cube.
But my
lyrics.
Girl Kendra knew.
She did.
She was awesome. She held her people up that day.
She did.
So there was no way. So Jay was really wanting to do it in one day. I was like, we're not going to do it. But
right.
We're almost there. Jay's there because he got good drops. Yay you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm almost there. So if I don't get there, then Jay can go, but I can't.
No, I won't go.
You should. That way you can help me out.
I'm not, I won't
You'll
go.
You'll have better gear.
No.
Anyway, so,
I have
wow.
better gear now.
Love you. I have started archaeology again. I'm already 600 in archaeology and fishing. I just need first aid. I'll be done with all my professions. Oh, and cooking. But, so I am liking WoW a lot. There's so much to do, so many dailies. I love all the dailies, even though some people hate them, but I love all the dailies.
Right.
So screw y'all. So I'm loving WoW.
Right.
Sweet. I finished a book.
Yeah, what book was that?
It is Sorcery by Terry Pratchett. Mm-hmm. It's part of his Discworld series. And I moved on to the next one. It's called Eric. So I started reading that. Same old Terry Pratchett stuff. And I also bought the Sword and Laser book for this month.
You did. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's run it back. You did what?
I bought a book off of Amazon. I paid money.
Oh my goodness.
It wasn't free.
Did y'all hear that? I can't fathom that. So
what?
What'd you do?
I bought a book. What? I spent money. So yeah, cause it wasn't, we didn't have it and I wanted to read it cause it's fantasy. So I didn't.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm excited about that. And I'm still reading Alex Cross and the collective stories of Dris Duerden. I'm taking my time, you know, and I think I'll finish those on probably over Thanksgiving. So I'm going to have to pick up another book, or I think I said I was going to read Life of Pi, actually.
Yeah. Some people couldn't get into it. So I'm curious to see what you think.
Right. So, next on the list, we have, a new game that hit the, App Store. From our good friend, Mr. Mike Schramm, who, wrote his first game from, which was called Antithesis. This is a pretty good game. I remember. Antithesis.
Antithesis.
Well, you can correct me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's okay. I thought you were okay with that.
I am perfectly fine.
Okay.
But I like to say something every time because it makes me, it's because I'm embarrassed. But anyway.
I say stuff wrong all the time.
Right. So, back to the game. So he released his second game. Just found out today that he released it and I'm excited to get my hands on it. And he's already getting rave reviews from his peers and also from those that are picking it up. And the name of the game is, Benediction. And Benediction is a matching game, a color matching game.
With matching games.
Which we know can be very addicting. So a little bit about the game. In Benediction, you play as God, or just a God, answering the prayers of supplicants. Blue supplicants are unhappy because they want faith, something to believe in a cruel world. Purple supplicants are lonely. They need others like them to love. Green supplicants have prayers of wanting of material and physical needs, and yellow supplicants seek actual miracles, that elusive proof of the unreal. So in Benediction, you assume the role of God, who has the awfully demanding job of attending to the faith-based needs of worshipers. And this is on appadvice.com. I did have a link in the show, so I want to definitely have you guys check it out. I know what I'm going to be doing after the show.
I'm downloading it right now.
See, I'm talking, and you downloading it already. So I'm
like, maybe if you had been downloading it while you were talking, you could have beat me.
Well,
but you didn't. Oh, and the game is free, everyone. Just to let you know. It's free. Yes, I knew that because he said it.
Okay. Now.
On the podcast. It's free.
Wow. It's free. Now, Antithesis, I thought it cost money. I can't remember. Sorry. What?
I was about to correct you.
No, do it. No, go
Antithesis.
Ahead. Antithesis. See?
I'm loving
No,
you.
I'm saying antithesis because I can't say antithesis.
Okay.
Antithesis. No, I'm not really trying to chop your,
it's
chop your name.
It's Antithesis. This is his first one.
Oh, man. It's his first one, but I knew now, Mike's in chat room. I have to ask. Now, that one was money. Correct, Mike. I want to make sure.
I could have told you, yes.
Yeah, because I paid for it.
Yes,
right?
Yes. I remember. But he said this time it's free.
Really?
So there's no reason why you shouldn't get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Oh, my damn.
Okay, y'all need to get this game because Antithesis. Did I say it right?
No, Antithesis.
Antithesis.
There you go. But that one's the first one, but that one's not free.
That one's not free, but it's an amazing game also because I really liked it and it was... It was very different than any other game. It was like a game that I never played before. And I remember playing it and I was like, oh man, it's like you're playing. It was almost like Pong. It reminded me of Pong. It had like a Pong feel, but it was more than just that. And it was just kind of cool.
Yeah, I like the icon for Benediction. It was like, meh. This little face was like, meh.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to pick it up, man. I mean, I was going to pick it up anyway. You know,
I like new games.
I like new games too, and he's You know, his first game was great, and I have no doubt that this one is even better. I mean, because, I mean, who doesn't love color matching games? I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know I do.
I'm addicted to color matching games.
You know why? Because, see, Renee doesn't appreciate color matching games like I do.
What do you mean?
Because I take my color matching games to the toilet.
That's gross.
That is not gross. That gives you a moment of zen.
No.
When you
the
are.
The toilet is for one thing.
No.
No, actually, two things, obviously. Number one and number two. But that's all the bathroom should be for.
Well, it's not.
No books, no magazines, no iPhone, no iPad, no laptop.
See, it's books.
Gross.
And cool color matching games.
Poop particles.
And word search games and everything else. So.
On everything.
So, yeah.
So, you
need to get over
so
that.
Let's. No, I hate bathrooms.
Well, why do you use them?
I would trust me. If I didn't have to use the bathroom, I would not use the bathroom.
That's just horrible. It's horrible.
If I could re-engineer the human body to not have to use the bathroom, that would be awesome.
All right. So with that, go pick up Benediction. It's free. I mean, you'd be crazy not to. So with that, let's hop on into a bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, man.
Hello, everyone. It's food.
We have found a great love of a new product. Not a new product, but a new vegetable.
Oh, my gosh. So we got our CSA box in from Grasshoppers Distribution this week. And inside, I'm going to say all the stuff that was inside.
All right.
And we love one of these. See if you can guess right after I say everything. Acorn squash. Potatoes, cauliflower, turnips, garlic, tatsoi, and carrots.
There were two things that we actually loved from this.
Yes, but the thing we loved the most was the acorn squash.
Yes.
This was so... All right, so I had butternut squash, and it was good, but I think I needed to cook it longer.
Right.
Before, but I got the acorn squash, and I cut it in half and put it in the oven for like 45 minutes to an hour. Before I put it in the oven, I spread butter around the inside of it a little bit and then put cinnamon and Splenda and a little bit of nutmeg, and that acorn squash.
It was amazing.
Like I've never, like it tasted like sweet potato pie without the crust.
Right.
And that was like, oh yeah. So acorn squash was on point.
Yep.
Loved it. And we also had some tatsoi, which I had never heard of.
And tatsoi is like this, from my understanding, it's like Chinese spinach is the way that the lady said it was. And so we actually cut the tips off, the leaves off the tatsoi and,
sauteed it like shrimp.
You sauteed it with, olive oil. Mm-hmm. And I had you put some of the Cajun seasoning in there.
Yep. And then I added salt because I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was too salty.
But it's Japanese.
Well, there you go.
Chinese.
Oh,
Chinese and Japanese.
And it's so funny. The bundle of tatsoi was like this big, but it ended up making like half a cup of half a cup cooked. It was so funny.
And then,
And
so we gave the turnips to Miss Crocker.
Gross.
And it was hilarious because I've always grown up, in a farm where, in the garden where the turnips were red.
Right.
You know, they were red on the outside and they were white on the inside. So I give Mrs. Crocker the turnips and she's like, those aren't turnips. Those are beets. And I'm like, no, they're turnips. She's like, turnips aren't red. They're white.
See, and turnips are red, but there are some turnips that are just, they're mostly white, but they're pinkish around the stalk. So that's probably what she's thinking of. So
yeah, I guess so. I mean, because I'm looking at Wikipedia, and I can see where the very bottom of them are white, and the top of them
they're mostly white skin, but the ones we got were all red.
Right.
So,
and I really have to say, I am really enjoying the CSA, you know, box. So, if I implore you to check locally. I mean, if you're into eating vegetables and trying to eat a little healthy and you want to help out your local place and you don't have time to always go out to a farmer's market or anything like that, see if there's a CSA near you. I mean, so that's a community supported agriculture. And what they do is people buy into shares of for a farmer. Mm-hmm. So like we pay, you know, roughly you know, 20 to 30 bucks a week for a box of vegetables and a quart of soup.
A soup, and the soup this time was
turkey noodle.
Turkey noodle.
That was crazy.
It was so good. Oh, that turkey noodle was good.
Right. So definitely check locally if you have something. And I have to say, I mean, some of this stuff is, I mean, you could tell a difference.
Yeah. It tastes so fresh. It tastes better than the produce I get in Kroger.
Right.
And I have a little bit of knowledge about the turnip.
All right. What's that knowledge?
Like the rutabaga, the turnip contains bitter cyanoglucosides that release small amounts of cyanide. Sensitivity to the bitterness of those cyanoglucosides is controlled by a pair gene. Subjects who have inherited two copies of the sensitive gene may find turnips twice as bitter as those who have two insensitive genes, and thus may find turnips and other cyanoglucoside-containing foods intolerably bitter. I think it's me.
I think you just want to say...
it was bitter.
They were
bitter. I didn't
know. That may be it. I mean, you usually have everything else, so... I really enjoyed it.
I'm a sickly person, let me tell you.
You're a sickly person. But I really enjoyed the turnips.
Well, every time we have turnip greens, you're welcome to them.
And what's funny is that sometimes... when we get these vegetables in, because when I was a kid, I mean, we would just, you know, pull them out of the garden, spit in our hand, and we'll wipe dirt.
Yo, you wouldn't even wash them?
Well, I mean, washed it with our spit.
It's not washing. That's just spitting on them.
But it's the dirt from our house, so we know it's there.
Did you put any mulch in it?
No, we didn't put mulch in the ground. Okay. And it's okay. We've said this before. We eat the dirt. Eat dirt anyway.
I'd rather not eat as much dirt as possible.
But anyway.
Salmonella, Jay. Salmonella.
Renee, we're not getting these turnips. These turnips aren't growing in Mexico.
Okay? It doesn't need to grow in Mexico.
And I don't mean to offend anyone in Mexico saying
that. So, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
But I was saying, like, when we got the turnip, you were chopping it up, and I just took a cube, and I just threw it in my mouth.
And I was like, ew.
She was like, it's not cooked. I was like, I know. I was like, it's perfectly fine.
I can see you chopping it up. I know it's not cooked.
You know, he's like, ew. You know, no. Nah, it's fine. It's gross. Totally fine. So, week 19 update for the Valentine's.
Team Valentine.
Yep. Weight loss update for week 19. This past week, I lost 3.2 pounds. For a total of 54.8 pounds. And not only did I order new jeans this past week. I mean, got new jeans past week. I actually had, because Renee suggested.
I made him.
Renee made me order a new wedding band.
Why? Why did I make you order a new wedding band? Because what happened?
I was making the bed up. If you let me finish, woman. Girl, you need to go in the sandwich. You need to go in all the
sandwiches and make all the kitchens.
Go in all the kitchens and make me all the sandwiches. Okay.
All right. So, but what happened with your ring?
I was making the bed up, which I haven't, I'm not even going to go into that while I was making the bed up because I'm a little OCD at night.
A little.
So I made the bed up and I went to go flap the sheets to straighten them out. And when I did that, my ring flew off my finger across the room.
And we searched for it for how long? About 10 minutes.
Probably about 10 minutes.
Because we couldn't find it.
We couldn't find my ring and I get paranoid about it. And this is the second time. Officially that is flung off something like that.
I told you to get a new ring about a month ago.
No, you told me. Yeah, it was probably longer than that the first time.
But and so now finally when Jay's ring just happened to fall off,
right,
he finally got a new one.
So I went from a size 14 ring, I'm now in a size 12 ring. So
hopefully
I hope I'm done because I was in a size 12 when I was in high school.
Well, you could get skinnier.
I don't know.
And speaking of skinny, Jay says being skinny is for the birds.
Well, because I get cold easier. So.
And I'm like, that's how normal people feel.
Oh, you're telling me I wasn't normal? All right. And how did you do this past week, Renee?
I made a comeback and lost 3 pounds this week, which was awesome. for a total of 52.8 pounds.
Nice.
That's awesome. We did great.
Yep. So that's a total of 6.2 pounds for both of us. And then our grand total for Team Valentine after 19 weeks, 107.6 pounds.
Yay.
We have officially lost one of your little twin sisters.
One of my little sisters, I have lost you.
So we have lost you, Kim or Danielle.
And eventually we're going to get to the point where we would have lost both of them.
Both of you. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. And the Frog Pants group on Lose It, which you can join us. And Jay, what is that address?
So if you want to join us in our Frog Pants fan Lose It group, that's going to be tinyurl.com/frogpantslose it. And then if you want to join to challenge, which Renee's going to give you an update on so that we can get a group weight total loss, you want to go to tinyurl.com/N13weightloss. So Renee, hit us with the Frog Pants totals for this week.
The Frog Pants totals, we have 133 people in the challenge,
right,
and we have lost 1,103.2 pounds.
Wow.
That is an average of 8.29 pounds per person. That is amazing. That's 3 pounds per person up from last week.
Yep.
And everybody's doing great. Everybody's encouraging everybody. Yep. Some people get a little frustrated, and other people talk them through it.
Yeah.
And it's great if that's what helps motivate you.
Right.
So come and join us over there.
Right. See, Mike even said he got cold when he lost weight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he has, and I even told him this in the chat room. He lives in California.
But he used to live in Chicago.
But now he lives in California.
But he lived in Chicago.
But now he lives in California.
It gets cold in California.
It doesn't get cold in California.
Because, why? Because Tony said it never rains in Southern California?
No, it never gets cold in California.
That's not true.
In Southern California. Northern California, it gets cold.
All right.
So we have some.
Oh, what? Adventures.
I was trying to do a lead in.
Well, you know, you had to give me more of a lead because Mr. Feisty put such a big gap in the beginning of that song, which we're very thankful for, Mr. Feisty. You had to give me a bigger lead, Renee, on that. So we have 3 birthdays this week. On Thursday, we have Caroline. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Caroline, on Thursday.
Thursday. And on Friday, Miss OMF, Old Lady Franks, Miss Karen Matthews, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Karen. You're awesome.
I think she's going to be like 21.
You're amazing. And yeah, 21. Is she? No.
No.
She's going to be like 25, 26, something like that.
Right. And then on Saturday, we have Clay Pigeon. Yeah, so happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Clay Pigeon.
Yep. So you wanna, and we bumped Tipawa before in the very beginning of our show.
For the podcast of the week, yeah.
I think
they were like first or second.
So let's get
podcast of the week.
Let's get a little
podcast of the week.
I know. So why don't you go ahead and tell them a little bit about Tipawa, where they can find them, and
Tipawa is a podcast that the hosts are Mike Schramm and Terpster, and it's a very loose kind of show where they just talk about games they're playing, movies they watched, things that they're doing, and now they have video. I know you probably didn't know that.
I did not know that.
And it's a good time. They I love how they go back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
And they talk about cider.
Now Mike and Terpster have a long history.
I used to listen to them.
Oh, yeah, when they were on the Wild Insider.
Yep, I did.
You know, and I remember that whole, it's not debacle, when Mike left and all Turf left and everything else, and I quit.
And then I stopped listening.
Wow, yeah, because it was like
that's like why I was listening.
Yeah, because they were so amazing, and then when they came up with the Incredible Podcast, some amazing awesomeness, which can be found at incrediblepodcast.com.
I was about to say this.
Bam! Yes. What?
Incrediblepodcast.com is where you'll find all the information you need, and you can see the wonderful underwear logo right there,
which is amazing. I just love that logo. So check them out, and you definitely will enjoy those fellas and stuff like that. So they're like an old married couple.
They are. I love it. It's yeah. awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going through my emails real quick to see if we happen to have an email.
I love how we do this as we're supposed to be reading the emails.
I know.
We could do it beforehand, but what's the fun in that?
And I want to say hi to Alicia.
Alicia.
She tweeted us last week when she was sick. And
I miss you.
Yeah, we helped her through her sickness. So how can people get a hold of us, babe?
If you want to possibly email us, that would be awesome. You can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And if you want to see our blog, including the show notes on this episode, you can reach us. You can see that at valentinecast.com. And if you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at valentinecast.
You can also call us. Our phone number is 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. Video for the show can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is thecowboy, thecaoboi. And if you'd like to tweet Renee, it is the ice flow, just like it sounds. But you all have a great week, and we will see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Num 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 nums.
What?
Num 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 num.